Monday saw a new record for North Carolina of residents hospitalized at once by COVID-19, marking a three-day run of increasing the previous high water mark. Reports from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services revealed 1,966 people statewide were in hospitals Sunday due to the coronavirus and its complications. This comes after Saturday and Sunday saw new records as well, when hospitals reported 1,826 and then 1,879 patients across the state. The state also averaged 3,617 new daily cases last week, with the average positive rate of tests reported as more than 7%. State officials shared concerns last week about such increases, indicating the state is nearing a point where hospitals are seeing strained resources. Dr. Mandy Cohen, the secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, indicated this is one of the most concerning trends to her, since hospitals being either full or stretched too thin is when the virus has left its mark on other states.
Our statewide metrics and county alert map show that we are on very shaky ground. I do not want to see the bottom fall out. I'm particularly concerned about our record number of people in the hospital. The coming weeks will be a true test of our resolve to do what it takes to keep people from getting sick, to save lives, and to make sure you have a hospital care for whether it's a heart attack, a car accident, or COVID-19 when you need it.
Monday's full report from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services can be found on the department's website, as well as Chapel Borough's coronavirus tracker page. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.